Behind these charms are scars of wounded South Sudan war has caused in the lives of each one of these internally displaced people in Rimenze Camp, Budwe State. Today they came out of their ramshackle huts that made of sticks, grass and mud. With the exception of elderly and the hill, these people came in thousands to meet a delegation of government officials. Out of innocence, the population here believes everything the officers tell them. These internally displaced people also want to make their voices heard. Almost everyone here who got a chance to hold a microphone complained.
We have challenges because when we were at home, we could farm and produce sacks of produce and sell to pay our children to school. Ever since we came here, we are unable to pay our children to secondary schools. We are still suffering from hunger and we are very poor.
Since there is no support in terms of provision of the basic needs is forthcoming, officers came to make few promises and somehow to confuse these people who were uprooted from their homes to return. Speaking in Juba Arabic, Commander Jordan Oteng promises and assure these people security if they return home. Without details, the army commander is telling the population that there will not be any single bullet shot. He says the IDPs will not hear any sound of a gun anymore. He says government forces that he commands are working hard to protect them and also to implement the revitalized peace agreement. Rimenze Camp is located at a Catholic parish in the area. The IDPs are at risk due to the humanitarian crisis. They do not have enough food, medicine, and clean water. In general, basic needs are in short supply, according to Reverend Father Victor Bobby.
The challenges we are facing here are very many, and it differs according to the way people are living. The shelters which were distributed to the people have turned all. Getting food is a challenge for the people. Medication and education is another challenge. Therefore, we are asking the government and the peace parties to cater for the IDPs to return to their houses to develop their lives.
The governor understands and appreciates the administration of the Catholic for allowing these people to stay, especially during the times of insecurity that keep occurring from time to time. Budwe State Governor Honorable Badabu Daniel Rimbasa says the government is working tirelessly to assist the IDPs. He did not give a plan. However, he advises the population to embark on agriculture, urging that they will be able to improve their food security.
We consider what is happening to you is important. Peace has come. You should not fear. Go to the farm, and we are going to support you. And I take this chance to appreciate the church for bringing our people together to protect them. And that is why the government gives respect to the church.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries of Budwe State, Gibson Bullen Wande, wants the IDPs to start gardening. He urges that if these people plant crops, they will have some food to eat soon. But with insecurity still at large in some areas, it may not be possible for anyone here to do any gardening. Residents are fearful not to stray far away from the camp. They are concerned of endless attacks by armed groups that are still at large in most areas of the state and the country as a whole. On contrary, Budwe State Commander of South Sudan People Defense Force, SPLA Jordan Oteng, assures the IDPs that they should not fear. He says that the government is working hard for the implementation of the peace agreement in Budwe State to ensure peace and stability. However, no one is prepared to return home yet. IDPs want to see total peace. and more so implementation of the River Tarai's peace agreement respected. It was just a short moment when you get to see smile of these people on return to their hearts. Each one of these people will dress their usual miseries, a result of lack of basic needs, including food, water, and shelter. My name is Oliver Charles, in Yambio, South Sudan.